from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at the U.S. leader's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida Thursday and Friday. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of coal imports, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. Tokyo called a February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. Russian authorities say at least 10 people have been killed and 50 others injured in at least one explosion in a metro station in the city of St. Petersburg. Russian media reported that the blast took place at the Sinaia Square metro station in the city's center. All metro stations in Russia's second-largest city have been shut down. President Vladimir Putin arrived in St. Petersburg on Monday to speak at an annual media forum sponsored by a Kremlin-backed political movement. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Putin was informed about the explosion. A senior White House official says Jared Kushner, the son-in-law and senior advisor to President Donald Trump, is in Iraq. Kushner is traveling with General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who invited him. That's according to officials. Details about Kushner's visit were not immediately available. However, Iraq's fight against Islamic State jihadists is likely to be on the agenda. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump meets with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Monday at the White House. It's the Egyptian leader's first official visit to the president's mansion. Former U.S. President Barack Obama froze aid to Cairo after Egypt's military, led by then-General Sisi, overthrew Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Sisi was elected to the presidency a year later. Obama did not invite Sisi to the White House and was critical of the military regime's crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, which Morsi represented as president. Sisi regards the Brotherhood as a terrorist group. Monday's Oval Office meeting is being watched keenly in Cairo, where there's intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world following Trump's ban on citizens from six Muslim-majority countries. Colombia is searching for survivors and assessing the devastation after torrential rains caused rivers to overflow and create mudslides that destroyed homes in Mocoa. More than 200 people were killed and many others were injured. Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, declared a public health and safety emergency. VOA's Larissa Hoke reports.
The region was hit by torrential rainfall on Friday, causing rivers to overflow and inundate the area. Survivors say they were completely unprepared for the extent of the disaster.
I'd rather not remember those moments. It's a real trauma, because Mocoa was entirely destroyed.
But the human toll is hardest to bear.
To see friends crying, others shouting, asking for help, and to see people taken away in sheets, others in bags.
Hundreds of residents huddled in shelters Sunday, nearly all without water, electricity, or gas. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is facing a string of key votes this week over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch. Democratic opposition to the conservative 49-year-old jurist is mounting. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that one way or another, Gorsuch will be confirmed in the coming days to fill the ninth seat on the Supreme Court, left vacant by the death more than a year ago of Justice Antonin Scalia, a conservative stalwart on the court for three decades. Conservative Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić has won Sunday's presidential election by a wide margin, affirming his control over political life in a country seeking warmer relations with the West while strengthening ties with traditional ally Russia. Independent pollsters late Sunday showed the 47-year-old Vučić carrying about 55% of the vote. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.